New Testament.
弟兄姊妹们，请我们翻开新约圣经。
First John.
约翰一书。
We thank the Lord for giving us this time together to meditate on His Word.
感谢主给我们这样一点。
Before the breaking bread.
感谢主在擘饼聚会之前，神给我们这样一个机会，一同来默想他的话语。
So let's read the first. For verse in chapter 1 first.
我们来先看第一章的四个圣经节。
So what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testified and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
While we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
These things we write so that our joy may be made complete.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
Let's turn to just one minute. 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
我们再翻开哥林多前书第一章。
Verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
哥林多前书第一章第九节，神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他的儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
So it's a Paul's letter. He says that God is faithful through whom you were called into fellowship with His Son Jesus Christ our Lord.
这是保罗所写的，他说神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他的儿子我们主耶稣基督一同得分。
So this is one aspect of our salvation is we are called into the fellowship.
我们得到救恩的一个方面，就是我们被召来原与他一同分享，一同得分。
And John tell us very beginning of First John that what this fellowship is meant to be.
那么约翰在他约翰一书的里面一开始就告诉我们关于这个相交的意思是什么。
He was telling us that this fellowship, that eternal life that we have, is so real, so tangible, so close to us, so intimate than anything we know.
那么他所说的这个相交就是指到这个永生啊，是我们如此可以相亲相近啊，我们能够想象人可以用任何方法可以去接触到的。
He is closer to us than anything that we know.
他与我
we can touch.
他与我们是如此的相近，以至于我们所能够想到的，我们所能触摸到的事情都不如。
So he's more real to me than this stand as I can see and feel.
它对于我是何等的真实，甚至比我们所摸到这个讲台能够触摸到的还真实。
He's more real and close to us than your spouse.
它是如此的真实，如此的与我们相近，以至于超过我们的配偶。
God is not remote.
神不是遥远的神。
God is right here with us. We can fellowship with Him because He gave us this eternal life.
神是与我们如此相近他就在我们的面前与我们可以有永远的相交。
See how He described this eternal life. He says, we have heard, we have seen, we have a look at and touch with our hands.
他在这里是这样的描述的, 这是我们所看见, 所听见, 亲眼看过, 亲手可以摸过的。
So dear brothers and sisters, that before we share today's message, I think this is a very important.
所以今天我们在分享我们要想分享的信息之前, 我们要记住这一点, 因为非常重要。
God is so close to us than anything that we know.
神与我们是如此相近, 超过我们所能想, 我们知道的一切的事情。
And God needs us to have fellowship with Him.
神需要我们因此与他相交。
And we need God. We need God to have fellowship with Him.
我们需要神来帮助我们, 使我们与他相交。
So fellowship takes two parties.
所以相交是两个角色。
And we need each other.
我们彼此需要。
Remember that one time the brother Ni went to visit England to see a very famous author of Ditto pamphlet.
Ditto pamphlet. 有一次尼弟兄到英国去英格兰去与一个非常
pamphlet 小册子
要与一个小册子的一位作者非常有名的小册子的一位作者见面。
This is a gospel pamphlet people use to distribute to the gospel friends.
因为这个小册子是人们用来传福音的单张。
In England at the time, it was the second bestseller, and first bestseller always in the Bible.
在当时的英格兰，这个小册子是仅次于圣经的第二个销售量大的书。
And this brother was about 90 years old.
这个弟兄已经90多岁了。
And he couldn't hear well, he can't see well.
他也看不见，也听不见多少。
And when Brother Ni went to see him, that he hold on to Brother Ni says, I need Lord Jesus, and Lord Jesus needs me.
那当这位让尼弟兄去看这位老弟兄的时候，他这个老弟兄就握住尼弟兄的手说：“我需要主，主也需要我。”And
so let's turn to the message that we'd like to share in chapter 5.
那么今天我们来翻开我们今天要想分享的信息的重点在第五章。
Chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节。
Whoever believes that Jesus is Christ is born of God.
凡信耶稣是基督的, 都是从神而生。
And let's read chapter verse 4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith.
因为凡从神生的就胜过世界，是我们胜过世界的，就是我们的信心。
Who is the one who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?
胜过世界的是谁呢? 不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗?
This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the blood, with the water and the blood.
这借着水和血而来的就是耶稣基督，不是单用水，乃是用水又用血。
It is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth.
并且有圣灵做见证，因为圣灵就是真理。
For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement.
做见证的原来有三，就是圣灵、水与血，这三样也都归于一。
If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater, for the testimony of God is that He has testified concerning His Son.
我们既领受人的见证，神的见证更该领受了，因为因神的见证是为他儿子做的。
The one who believes in the Son of God has testimony in himself. The one who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has given concerning his son.
信神儿子的就有这见证在他心里, 不信神的就是将神当作说谎的, 因不信神为他儿子做的见证。
And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son.
这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。
Who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life.
人有了神儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
This is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heals us, He hears us.
我们若照他旨意求什么，他就听我们，这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from Him.
既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
If anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death, he shall ask and God will for him give life to those who commit sin not leading to death.
人若看见弟兄犯了不至于死的罪，就当为他祈求，神必将生命赐给他。有至于死的罪，我不说当为罪祈求。
There is a sin leading to death. I do not say that he should make request for this.
凡不义的事都是罪，也有不至于死的罪。
All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not leading to death.
凡不义的事都是罪，也有不至于死的罪。
We know that no one who is born of God sins, but he who was born of God keeps him.And the evil one does not touch him.
我们知道凡从神生的必保守自己，那恶者也就无法害他了。
We know that we are of God, and that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one.
我们知道我们都是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者手下。
And we know that the Son of God has come, and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true,And we are in Him who is true, in His Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life.
我们也知道神儿子已经来到，将智慧赐给我们，使我们认识那位真实的。我们也在那位真实里面，就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面。这是真神，也是永生。
31. Little children, guard yourselves from idols.
21节，小子们呢？你们要自守，远避偶像。
So today, I'd like to share with you the subject of fellowship with God.
今天我们要想讲的主题，和大家一同分享的，就是关于与神相交。
The whole book of 1 John is to tell us how to fellowship with God.
整本约翰一书都是在告诉我们怎么样与神相交。
The purpose we're saved is to be called into the fellowship of His Son.
我们得到救恩的所有的目的都是为了蒙召与他的儿子相交。
And He tells us how close our Lord is to us.
他告诉我们我们的主与我们是何等的近。
We can feel Him and touch Him and see Him.
我们能够感觉到他，能够摸到他，能够看见他。
So this intimate relationship that with our Lord Jesus is for the purpose of fellowship.
那么我们与主之间有这么亲密的关系的目的，就是为了有这样的彼此的相交。
So in First John, we divided this theme of fellowship with God in four sections.
那么在约翰一书里面，我们与神相交这件事可以把它分成四个段落。
So chapter 1 and chapter 2 tells us that how to fellowship with God in the light.
那么第一章和第二章乃是讲到我们与神如何相交，乃是在光中而相交。
Because he tells us that God is light. There is no darkness in him at all.
因为他告诉我们神就是光, 在他毫无黑暗。
So how do we fellowship with God in the light?
那么我们如何与神在光中相交呢?
And second session is in chapter 3.
那么第三章就是第二个部分。
In chapter 3, he tells us that how to fellowship with God in life.
那么第三章告诉我们如何在生命的里面与神相交。
God gave us this eternal life.
神给我们永生。
And the most important element of this life is righteousness.
那么这个生命的最重要的一个特征就是公义。
So that it tells us that how we should practice righteousness in this fellowship with God and the light.
那么当我们与神在光中相交的时候，我们就要来行义。
And the third session is to have fellowship with God in love.
那么第三个部分就是讲到我们与神相交，乃是要在爱中相交。
It's in chapter 4.
这第四章。
And immediately he tells us what love of God is.
那他在那儿马上就告诉我们爱神是指什么。
He says we need to love one another.
我们要彼此相爱，就是。If
we love one another, then we abide in God.
如果我们彼此相爱，我们就是住在神里面。
If we love one another, then God abides in us.
如果我们彼此相爱，那么神就住在我们里面。
And God's love will be perfected in us.
那么神在我们的里面就得以完全，神的爱在我们里面就得以完全。
When he talks about God, how to fellowship with God in love, he just gave us a marvelous statement: God is love.
他在讲到我们与神在爱中相交的时候，告诉我们一句非常著名的宣告，就是神就是爱。He
says, "Let's love one another, for God is love."
在这里讲说，我们应当彼此相爱，因为神就是爱。So
that's the last time we shared.
这是上一次我们所分享的内容。And
today we'd like to share the fourth section, that is, to have fellowship with God. And overcoming faith.
那么今天我们来讲第四个段落，就是我们与神相交是在那个得胜的信心里面相交。So
just the passages we just read.
我们刚才所念过的圣经。So
what is overcoming faith?
什么是那个胜过世界的信心呢?
Who has this overcoming faith?
谁有这样的信心呢?
Who has faith that can overcome the world?
谁能够有信心胜过世界呢?
And he tells us, whoever believes that Jesus is Christ is born of God.
他这里告诉我们，凡信耶稣是基督的，就是从神生的。
And the verse 4 says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world.
然后第四节又说，凡从神生的就胜过世界。
And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith.
这就是我们的信心，使我们胜过了世界。
Who is the one who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is Son of God?
谁是胜过世界的呢? 不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗?
In other words, those are those who believe Lord Jesus as Christ as the Son of God.
换句话说, 就是那些信耶稣是基督是神儿子的人。
If you believe in the Lord Jesus, believe him as Christ, as Son of God.
如果你信耶稣，就是信他是基督，是神的儿子。
Then you and I can overcome the world.
那么我们有这样的信心，就可以胜过世界。
We overcome the world not by the weapons, not by the sword and spears.
我们胜过世界，不是靠刀枪剑。
Not by the missiles or ICBM. North Korea fired one and rattled the whole world.
不是靠那些导弹，不是靠那些萨德那样的，那是叫那个北朝鲜的那些导弹，核武器。It
is by a faith.
而是靠信心。
So let's see that this faith, you know, usually all Christians don't look at this faith so seriously as we should.
让我们来仔细来看这个信心，因为很多的基督徒对这个信心不是那样的仔细来看。Once
so we're saved, and we just move on.
我们以为我们一旦得救了，我们就往前就行了。
never pause to look upon this faith that we had.
而我们不是停下来仔细的来查看我们所有的这个信心。
So, let's look at this obstacle, the odds faith have to overcome.
我们来看看这个信心啊、我们来仔细来看看信心所征服的那个对象。
No one ever born in this world can overcome the world.
没有这个世界上所生的没有一个人能够胜过这世界的。
There's five odds that tells us no one born in this world can overcome it.
有五个方面啊、告诉我们这个世界上所生的人都没有胜过世界。
First of all, we are born blind.
因为第一个我们是瞎眼的。
In terms of spiritual matter that we are all born blind.
我们就说属灵的事情来说我们每一个人生下来就是瞎眼的。
Second Corinthians, Paul tells us that the God of this world blinded our eyes.
哥林多后书告诉我们我们从这个世界上生下来我们就被迷惑了。
So we cannot see the glory in the face of Lord Jesus.
我们就不能看见耶稣基督那面上的荣光。
A born blind, how can you tell a person who is born blind about the color red and the blue?
你怎么可能告诉一个人他生下来就瞎眼的那个蓝色和绿色的是什么意思
I'll give you a few seconds to think about, try to explain to a blind man who are born blind, never seen the colors, to tell him what blue is and what red is, what are the difference between the two colors.
我给你几秒钟的时间你能想想你怎么样可能告诉一个生下来就瞎眼的人他从来不知道颜色告诉他蓝色和红色之间的区别呢
It is impossible.
是不是不可能的事
That's why when gospel preached to us, we just had no idea.
所以当我们第一次听见福音的时候我完全毫无那个毫无就是没有概念
When a friend invited me to gospel meeting, I said,There's no way I can think of God.
当我的朋友邀请我去听福音的时候我觉得怎么可能有神这件事
They asked me to ask them questions so they can try to help me to understand God. I said, there's no way I can ask any questions because there are zillions questions and I don't know how to start.
当他们说你可以问问题啊我们来解答你问题呢使你帮助你能够认识啊但是我根本没办法提任何问题，因为我的问题实在是太多太多了。
So a born blind man cannot see the color, so that when we are born into the world, we cannot see God, understand God.
所以一个生下来就那个瞎眼的人是在这个世界上，他是不可能认识神，不可能明白的。
Don't try to persuade a non-believer with our arguments.
所以我们不可能与不相信的人争论而使他能够信。
Save our breath, and for prayer.
应该我们的省省力好花时间精力在祷告上更重要。
Second thing that the challenge for the non-believer who are born into this world, all of us, is that Bible tells us,We are dead in our transgressions and in sin.
那么第二个部分，第二件事情关乎在这个世界上出生的人对那个福音的那个盲目，是因为我们是生在罪中。
The world we are born in, the moment we are born, actually we are dead in our sins and transgressions.
当我们当我们一生在这个世界的时候我们就在罪中过犯中死了
How can you speak to a dead person and expecting that dead person responds
想想看我们怎么可能跟一个死人讲话让那个死人希望那个死人会有反应呢
If you praise that person will not know
我们为他祷告那个人不会知道的
If you ridicule that person he will not know
我们跟那个人，这个那个死人读书，他也不可能有感觉的。
If you kick that person, that person will not know.
我们即使用脚去踢他，他也不会有感觉。
But that person totally, there's no reaction at all from that person to a living person.
也就是说，那位死了的人对于活着人的那个所有的刺激是毫无反应的。
You spit on that person, that person will not respond.
你即使吐口水他的身上，他也不会反应。
Because he is dead.
因为他已经死了。
There's no communication from the dead person to a living person.
所以死人与活人之间是没有交流的。
So everyone who was born in this world actually was dead in sin and transgressions.
所以每一个生在这个世界上的人都已经在罪恶和过犯中已经死了。
There's no way we can communicate, we can understand God.
所以我们不可能与他之间能够来交流关乎神的事。
Even God speaks to us.
即使神与我们这些死人讲话。
Even God loves us.
即使神爱我们这些人。
Even God punishes us.
即使神惩罚我们。
We don't know.
我们还是毫无知觉。
Like a dead person.
与作为死人来说我们毫无知觉。
This is the second R we have to overcome.
这是五个 R 中的第二个 R。
And the third one is that we are imprisoned by the devil.
第三个 R 就是我们是在做罪的奴仆。
And we are controlled by the devil.
我们做那个撒旦的奴仆，我们被他所管制。
So we are imprisoned and controlled by the devil.
我们被那个撒旦所控制在监狱的里面，好像监禁的里面。
Everyone was born into this world. You are born in the prison of the devil.
我们生在这个世界上的每一个人，我们都被仇敌撒旦的权势管制。
Well, in school, we'll talk about freedom. Freedom, be independent.
我们在学校里面，我们常常讲，我们要自由，我们有自由。
But if we really know spiritual matter, we are no one actually free.
如果我们真是明白属灵的事情的话，我们都知道，没有一个人是真正自由的。
Everyone born into this world is born into a prison of the devil.
我们每一个生在这个世界上的人，都是活在撒旦的权下。
And we are controlled by the devil.
我们被他所管辖。
The Bible, Lord Jesus gave us a story.
那主耶稣给我们这样一个故事。
He said, "The strong man guards his possessions. No one can plunder him out of his possession."
主耶稣讲了这样一个故事，说有一个很强壮的人，他看管自己所有的掳物，没有人可以从他那里夺去什么。
Unless there's a stronger person who came and plundered him.
除非有一个更强壮的人来，才可以从这个强壮的人的手下能够把他掳夺去。
So this strong man, Lord Jesus said, actually he referred to the devil.
那这第一个强壮的人乃是指，主耶稣是指的是撒旦。
Everyone born in this world is devil's possession.
每一个活在这个世界上的人都是魔鬼的，属于魔鬼的。
We are all imprisoned by him.
我们都是在他的权势之下。
Not only that he also controls us.
他不光管辖我们。
Paul in the Ephesians second chapter, he tells us that the prince of the power of the air, the spirit of the devil, actually working in the heart of the son of disobedience.
那么保罗在以弗所书第二章讲到，在这些所有这些这个生活在世上的人的心中所运行的那个邪灵。
So this evil spirit works in the heart of every person born in this world.
这个邪灵在这个世界上所生在这个世界上所有的人心里都在做工。
And 1 John 5 we just read, the whole world lies in the power of the devil.
我们刚才所读的约翰一书里面讲的，这个整个世界都是在这个魔鬼的那个运作之下。
So he not only imprison us, he also drug us.
他不光是管制我们，而且他毒害我们。
So there's no way a person can escape the prison of the devil.
所以没有任何一个人可以从撒旦的那个管权下能够逃脱出来。
And third art is Satan deceives everyone who are born into the world.
This is fourth art, right?
fourth one, yeah.
Fourth, 这第四个就是撒旦迷惑所有的人。
Bible tells us that the Satan is a deceiver.
圣经告诉我们，撒旦乃是那个位欺骗者。
So in Revelation 12,
在第启示录第十二章
，it vividly tells us that who Satan is.
很形象的告诉我们撒旦是谁。
It says the great dragon in the verse 9. That great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of the old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth.
第九节，第启示录第十二章第九节，大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。
And if you look at the Second Corinthians chapter 11.
我们再看看哥林多后书第十一章。
He says, chapter 11, verse 14. He says, "No wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as angel of light."
这不足为怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使。
So Satan, he deceived us.
所以撒旦他迷惑了我们。
You know, Eve was not rebellious in a sense that one day he wanted to rebel against God.
如果夏娃她不是一开始有一天她自己好像觉得她可能会背叛神。
Eve was deceived.
因为撒旦并没有想要背叛神，但是他被迷惑了。
First, he pretend to be the shining angel.
因为夏娃啊。被撒旦迷惑而犯的罪，因为撒旦光装作光明的天使。
So when Eve saw Satan, he was like shining angel.
当夏娃看见撒旦的那刻，他看见的却是一个好像光明的天使一样。
And he says, "Did God really say?"
然后这位撒旦对他说：“神真的这么说过吗
？”The day you eat this fruit, you will not die.
你吃这位这个过树上的果子那天，你不一定死。
Think of this: if a person who is very, very bad and who can live 1,000 years, you think you can outsmart him?
想一想看，有这么一位存在，他活了千千万万年，我们能够比他更聪明吗？
We are so easily deceived.
我们很容易就会被他迷惑，对不对？
If I say, Mr. Liu, you are a very, very good person.
如果我对Mr. Liu 说，你是一个非常好的人。
He actually is deceived by me.
他已经被我迷惑了。
If I ask his wife will disagree.
因为他已经被我蒙骗了，因为如果我要问他太太的话，他太太就一定会说才不是这样的。
If someone tell you you are a good person,
如果有一个人告诉你你是个好人，
you are like,
你肯定会觉得
feel so good in you.
你肯定会觉得哎呀真是感觉太好了。
If there's heaven, Mr. Liu, you will be there.
如果那有如果真的有天堂的话，刘同志，你一定会上天的，天堂的。
I'll see you there.
我会在那里与你相见的。
You'll feel so good.
他会感觉到哇，那真是好的祝福的话。
We are all so, that's a word called easy to be perceived. Gullible. SAT word. Gullible. We are so easily be deceived.More easily than you think.
我们非常容易被迷惑，我们就常常被那个正能量那个词就是常常被迷惑。
Don't think you're smart. You can outsmart Satan.
不要以为我们很聪明，我们以为我们可以胜过撒旦的聪明。
You're so good. If there's a hell, definitely that's not for you.
如果你是个如此好的人，那个地狱不属于你的。
I have a gospel friend who came to us one day.
我有一个福音朋友，认识一位福音朋友，他有一次来到我们中间。
He said, "All I did, I did according to my conscience."
我他说
，I'm not sinner.
他宣称说，我所做的一切都是凭我的良心而做的，我不是罪人。
He was 80 years old.
他有已经有80多岁的一位老人。
All I did throughout all my life, I did it based on my conscience.
他说我一生所行的每一件事情，我都是凭良心而做的。
What is your reaction? You heard someone say that?
那你当听见有人这样说的时候，你的反应是什么？
And then later we talked to his wife.
后来我们和他的太太讲话。
After since I married to this man,I tried to commit suicide 3 times.
他太太这样告诉我们说，自从我跟这个 老头结了婚以来，我已经三次想要自杀。
We are so easily be deceived.
我们是如此的容易被迷惑。
We believe in lies and later we become self-deceiving.
我们相信谎言，以至于我们自己把自己给欺骗了。
You heard lies 10 times, 100 times, you believe it is true.
当你听见谎言10遍、100遍以后，你自己就以为谎言成了真理了。
Devil never die.
撒旦魔鬼他不会死的。
He lived through all these years.
他已经活了如此之久了。
His girlfriend of lot of worst kind of human beings.
他乃是那些人渣的朋友。
You cannot outsmart him.
你是不可能胜得了他的。
Everyone who are born in this world, there's no way you will not be deceived by him.
在这个世界上生的所有的人，没有一个人不会被他迷惑的。
Let's make America great again.
让我们让我想想那个口号，让美国再次强大。
China is the greatest nation in the whole world.
中国是世界上最伟大的国家之一，最伟大的国家。
India is greatest
不是之一
the nation in the world.
印度是世界上最伟大的国家，没有之一。
Will be at war with each other.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就会彼此相争，就会开始有战争。
We are deceiving ourselves.
我们乃是被自己欺骗了。
So, dear brother and sister, this four hours, this is the last one, this is another one.
还有一个最后的一点，就第五个 R 中的最后一个 R。
That is, everyone born into this world hates the truth.
就是这个世界上所生的每一个人都恨恶真理。
Everyone born into this world will hate Lord Jesus.
因为在这个世界上出生的每一个人，他们都恨耶稣。
Lord Jesus told his disciples, warned them.
主耶稣曾经对他的门徒们这样警告他们。
The world hates me.
因为这个世界恨我。
That's why they hate you.
所以他们就恨你。
If you tell someone the truth, that person will hate you.
如果你告诉人那个人真理，那么他就会恨你的。
We, of course, as a slogan, we said, oh, you know, we all seek truth. I love truth. I want to know the truth.
我们知道人常常有这样的那个这样的宣称或者这样的表那个口号，我爱真理，我相信真理。
This is a propaganda slogan.
它只是个自我宣传而已。
It's not true.
并不是真的。
Think about that. I hope the Holy Spirit that reveal this truth to in your heart.
你自己来好好想一想，希望圣灵能够在我们心中给我们这样一个开启，看见。
And Lord Jesus, before the world hates you.It hates me first.
主耶稣这样说，世界恨你们以先，已经先恨我了。
Dear brother and sister,
亲爱的弟兄
姊妹，Everyone born in this world,
每一个生在这个世界上的人
，hates the truth, hates the Lord Jesus.
恨恶真理，恨恶耶稣基督。
Before I became a Christian, the one religion or one group of people I hated most were the Christians.
当我成为基督徒之前，我在这个世界上我最恨恶的那个宗教信仰和那些人就是基督教，就是基督信仰。
To me, everybody, all religions are lies. Why you keep on insisting you are the truth?
因为对我而言，所有的宗教信仰都是谎言。为什么你们基督徒要宣称你们是有真理呢？
So, how can we overcome this world?
所以我们如何能够胜过这个世界呢？
How can you overcome this odds?
我们怎么可能胜过这五个 R 呢？
Actually, odds. ODD. Odds, okay. So, challenge. So, how can weOvercome the world.
那么我们如何能够胜过这个世界呢？
And John tells us, those who believe in the Lord Jesus and believe Him as Christ, as the Son of God.
约翰告诉我们，如果我们相信耶稣，相信他是基督，是神的儿子。
I think we should allhave the same moments like Peter.
我想我们都应该有彼得、那样的一个经历，那个时刻。
Lord Jesus took his disciples to a remote area.
主耶稣带领他的带他们的门徒去了一个遥那个很那个就是偏僻的地方。
Called Caesarea Philippi.
那被叫做那个Caesarea Philippi。
So that area is kind of remote. It's a, you don't have a lot of crowds.
在那里因为没有人群跟着他们。
Because Lord Jesus want to ask his disciples very, very important questions.
因为在那里耶稣要问他们一个非常重要的问题。
Lord Jesus said, who do people say that I am?
主耶稣在这儿问他们，你们说人说我是谁？
They tell Lord Jesus that what they heard.
那么他们就告诉耶稣他们所听见人所说的是什么。
And Lord Jesus turned to them, asked them, who do you say that I am?
那么在那个时候主耶稣就回过头来问他们，你们说我是谁呢？
And Peter immediately answered,
那个彼得那个时候马上就回答了，在该撒利亚腓立比。
The Christ, the Son of the Living God.
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And Lord immediately tell him, it is not the flesh and blood revealed it to you, it is my heavenly Father revealed it to you.
所以说马上就回答他说，不是说血肉的指示你的，乃是我天上的父指示你的。
If you and I examine our heart,If we truly believe Jesus is Christ, is Son of God, then we all have this moment.
如果我们来好好的质问我们里面的心，如果我们是不是有这么一个时刻，我们在心里面真是相信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
His Heavenly Father revealed it to us in person.
那乃是天上的父在我们每个人的心里面给我们的指示。
Of course, you don't.See this, you know, the changes of weather, the thunders, or things like that.
当然，也许你没有当时没有看见啊，天上异象的变化，有雷声，有洪什么的。
But you can believe in Lord's word. Everyone who believe Him as Christ and Son of God is because revelation from God Himself.
但是我们只要我们每个人那个里面真的相信耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子，那么这就是神在我们心里面的启示。
So we should all pause and think deep, meditate our faith, and be deeply appreciated.
如果我们能够停下来，仔细来想一想，默想我们的信心，那么那关于这件事，我们就会发觉到我们是何等的感到惊奇。
Who is the one who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is Son of God?
谁是那胜过世界的呢？不就是那信神耶稣是神儿子的吗？
So don't take our faith lightly.
所以不要轻忽我们的信心。
We should look at it in the light of God.
我们要在神给我们的光中来仔细的看这件事。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus as Christ as Son of God, it touched deeply the heart of God.
当我们相信神耶稣是神的儿子是基督的时候，这件事情触摸到我们神的内心。
So as we appreciate this faith that we have,
当我们在来感激我们这样的有这样的信心的时候，
I hope that none of us become slack.
那么我希望我们每一个人就不再会这样的堕落惰性。就这样的懒惰。
That we may, out of this love and appreciation, pursue the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might.
如果我们真是在内心深处来感激神所给我们这样的信心，那么我们就会来追随我们的神，尽心尽意尽力的去追随他。
We are the ones who overcame the world.
我们是那些胜过世界的。
We are the one who overcome the world.
我们就是那些胜过世界的人。
Thank the Lord.
感谢神。
So then we have this fellowship with God.
我们有这样的信心，我们就可以与神相交。
So immediately we can see that he says,Lord Jesus, testimony about the Lord Jesus.
接下来我们马上就看见的是关于主耶稣的见证。
He says, it's by water and blood and Holy Spirit.
他在这里讲到是借着圣灵，借着水和血。
Through these three things that Lord Jesus has been testified.
借着这三件事情我们看见主耶稣被见证出来。
Why is that by water?
为什么说到水呢?
It's because remember the John, the Gospel of John, when Lord Jesus was baptized.
当我们知道在约翰福音的里面，当我们的主耶稣被受浸的时候，
I'll read a portion to you.
我们来读其中的一段。
Chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
32. John testified saying,Testify saying, I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained upon him. I did not recognize him.But he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is one who baptized in the Holy Spirit. I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God.
所以从第32节到34节，约翰又作见证说，我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下住在他的身上，我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的，我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
We know John Apostle is John the Baptist's disciple.
我们都知道，我们知道使徒约翰是施洗约翰的门徒，在开始的时候。
Before he followed the Lord Jesus, become Lord Jesus' disciple, he was disciple of John the Baptist.
我们都知道他在没有跟随主耶稣之前，他是约翰施洗约翰的门徒。
He recorded that John at the baptism of Lord Jesus, his testimony.
他所以约翰是那个使徒约翰在这里就记载了施洗约翰跟主施浸的那个情形。
He says, John said.I have seen, and this is the Son of God.
那个施洗约翰说，我看见了，这证明这是神的儿子。
You see, John, if you read all John's writing, he has this very keen focus that everything he writes, he wants us to show us that Jesus is Christ, is the Son of God.
所以如果我们熟悉使徒约翰的书信福音的话，我们就知道他所有的重点都是在告诉我们耶稣是基督，他是永生神的儿子。
Churches have been developed for half century by then.
在那个时候，教会已经在地上有五十年之久了。
And
半个世纪之久。
The faith we have in Jesus now turned into a religion.
我们在耶稣基督里边的信心已经变成了一个宗教信仰。
So John had this burning burden in his heart to tell us what we've missed.
那么约翰就有这么一个负担要来告诉那个时候的教会啊，关于主耶稣他是谁。
All matters. What matters is to have a living relationship with this living God. Son of God, Lord Jesus Christ.
最重要的一件事就是我们要与神，就是神的儿子耶稣基督能够彼此相交。
So he never mentioned baptism.
所以他并没有讲到强调这个。
He never mentioned breaking bread.
他并没有讲到啊，并没有强调这个这个洗礼，也没有强调这个擘饼。
He never mentioned the elders.
他没有讲到这个。
The deacons, all this man-made organization.
他并没有讲到长老，也没有讲到那个执事这些人所开始设立起来的组织。
His seven letters he addressed to the angels.
他写的那个七封信是对那个教会的天使。
All that matters to John Apostle is the spiritual reality.
因为对于使徒约翰而言，最重要的就是属灵的实际。
The eternal life.
就是关乎这个永生。
Everything that can last.In eternity.
就是那些在永生的里面能够存留的事。
And the blood, we know that Lord Jesus died on the cross, shed his precious blood.
我们都知道主耶稣在十字架上死的时候他流了血。
So in the beginning, at his ministry, at the end of his ministry.
在他侍奉的起头和结束的时候。
And we know that the Holy Spirit is always there.
我们都知道在这个过程中圣灵一直在那里。
So, John very fond of associating water with the Holy Spirit.
约翰把这个水和圣灵把它连在一起。
You know, we see that chapter 3, he said, you have to be born again.
在第三章他说你们需要重生。
You have to be born of the water and the Spirit.
他就讲到说必须要从水和圣灵而生重生。
Put the water and Spirit together.
他把圣灵和水放在一起。
Chapter 7 says, in the last day of the great feast, Lord Jesus cried out, says, He who thirst can come to me.
那么在第七章记载那个节日最大的日期的最后一天，主耶稣这样呼喊出来说，
He who believes in me, out of his belly will flow the rivers of living water.
那些相信我的要在他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
And then he immediately tells us that Lord Jesus spoke of the Holy Spirit.
然后接下来他马上就写到说主耶稣在这里所指的是圣灵。
And then he continued to tell us the testimony of God himself.
然后接下来就讲到神的见证。
And he says that if we believe testimony of men, then testimony of God is greater because testimony of God is that he had testified concerning his son.
他这样说，他说我们如果能够领受人的见证的话，那神的见证是更大的，因为神的见证是为他儿子做的。
And his appeal to our rationale.
他乃是来从理性上来给我们看见。
So he compared, he said, if we believeanother person's word, then we should believe more in God's word.
他说，如果我们能够相信某个人的见证的话，我们更应该相信神的话。
Now, then, if you said, okay, how can I know God's word is true? Then he says, if you believe in the Son, then you have this testimony in your heart.
他说，如果我们要来相信神的见证的话，那么我们就有神的见证在我们的心里面。
So it's not that seeing is believing, it's believing is seeing.
并不是说我们看见才相信，是因为我们相信我们就能看见。
So if seeing and believing, we know that our naked eyes cannot see lot of things.
如果我们看见了才相信的话，我们都知道我们的肉眼是有限，是有局限的。
How can you see God with your naked eyes?
想想看，我们怎么靠肉眼能够看见神呢？
I think the hair on his skin is greater than this whole universe combined.
我相信神皮肤上的那个毛发都比这个整个宇宙加起来还大。一根毛发。
One hair.
就神皮肤上的。对。Metaphorically.
Yeah.
就是他比喻说，如果神哪怕皮肤上的一根毛发都比整个宇宙还大。
How can you see God?
怎么样？因此我们怎么可以？ 肉眼看得见神呢?
Believing is seeing in the spiritual reality.
相信在属灵的里面，属灵的事上，就是相信就能看见。
And he again appealed to our rationale. He says, if we don't believe God, then we make him a liar.
他再次在那个逻辑推理上来说服我们说，如果我们 不相信神的见证的话，我们就把神当作说谎的。
You can ask yourself, if there is God who created the whole universe,
我们可以这样来问自己，如果有这么一位神，他创造了整个宇宙万物。
If we don't believe his word, then I make him a liar.
如果我们不相信他的话所说的，那么我们就把他当作说谎的。
See, if you want to get the right answer, you have to ask first right question.
所以看见了没有？如果我们要得到正确的答案，我必须要来问正确的问题，才可以得到正确的答案。
That's why when before I became believer, people asked me, "Hey, you can ask us questions. I don't know what to ask."
所以就是为什么当初我被邀请参加福音聚会的时候，人对我说，那传福音的人对我说，你可以问问题啊，但是其实我那个时候根本就不知道怎么样来问正确的问题。
And we are in charge of buying a vendor product of custom. Multi-million dollars for many years, and in the end, we bought it, and then it did not perform as we expected.
我们在一件那个交易上工作中，我们要从那个供应商那儿买一件东西，那个是几百万美元的东西，我们以为可以的，买来以后才发觉到那个真的不像他所宣称那么好用。
And the manager said, "Why don't you ask questions? Find it out." And our answer is, we don't know what question to ask. We don't know, right?
所以我的,
you don't know the thing, and how do you know what question to ask?
所以我们的老板就质问我们说，你们怎么不那个当时把这件事情先问清楚再来买呢？ 我们当时的回答就是说，可是当时我们不知道要怎么样来问正确的问题，所以当然就不知道买的是件稀品。
So Dan Dolo here says that the testimony of God is this, is that the life God has given us eternal life, and the life is in His Son. He who has a Son has a life, and he who does not have Son of God does not have the life.
所以在这里约翰这样说，这见证就是神赐给我们的永生。这永生就是在他儿子的里面。人有了神的儿子，就有生命；没有神的儿子，就没有生命。Thank
you, Lord. And he says in 13, these things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
十三节这样继续讲到，我们将我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。John
liked to use the word know.
约翰喜欢用这个词知道。In
this first John, he used know 41 times.
他在这个约翰遗书的里面，他用了41次之多关于这个词知道。
It's just a five chapter. He used know 41 times. It's a very important word to John.
尽管这本书只有短短的五章，那么竟然用了41次关于知道这个词，可见这个词对约翰很重要。
So I write this book, First John, is that so you know you have, you may have eternal life.
在这里，约翰说：“我写这句话给你们这些信奉神知道的人，要叫你们知道。” 自己有永生。
You don't have to wait until you die to know you have eternal life.
你不需要等到死的时候才知道你有永生。
That's religion.
这是宗教。
But it's not what God has done for us.
这不是神给我们所做的事情。
He says, so that you may know now, today, at this hour, that you have eternal life.
他这里讲说，要叫你们知道，就是今天，就是现在。 知道你们有永生。
And then what follows is the brotherly love.
然后接下来的呢，他就开始回到弟兄相爱。
You know, every session, we say we divide it by the four sessions. Every session, fellowship with God in life, in light, in love. Including this one, last one, he always bring up this brotherly love.
所以我们知道约翰一书被分成四个段落，每一个段落都是讲到我们与神相交的时候，不管是在光中，在生命中，在爱中，还是这儿的信心的里面，我们与神相交，最终都把我们带回到弟兄相爱这件事上。
He want to see us brought in love in light. He want to see us brought in love in life. He want to see us brought in love in love. And he want to see it today brought in love and overcoming faith.
所以他实在是要让我们在光中能够看见弟兄彼此相爱，在生命中看到我们弟兄彼此相爱，在爱中看到弟兄姊妹彼此相爱。更重要的，今天在看到胜过世界的信心的里面，我们要看到弟兄彼此相爱这件事。
So in the 14, he said, "It is the confidence which we have before Him that we ask anything according to His will. He hears us."And sometimes we apply that to any other prayers, which we can do. But you know that the reason why he wanted to have confidence and make sure that we receive what we request, because he wants us to intercede with our brothers who sin.
第十四节啊，我们若照他的旨意祈求什么，他就听。我们这就是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。这句话呢，我们常常用来在别的地方祷告的时候用。但是这句话约翰写到这里的目的是要让我们借着这句话来看着我们彼此之间需要来彼此代祷。
So verse 16, he said, "Anyone sees his brother commit a sin, not leading to death, and he shall ask, and God will for him give life to those who commit sin, not leading to death."
所以第十六节这样说，人若看见弟兄犯了不至于死的罪，就当为他祈求，神必将生命赐给他，有不至于死的罪，有至于死的罪，我不是说当为罪这罪祈求。
So for this confidence that we have in our prayer,
所以我们有这样坦然无惧的心，我们就应该在我们的祷告里边来祈求。
In the immediate text, it actually apply to intercession for our brothers.
这样这个坦然无惧的心，这样一件事情就可以应用在我们与弟兄姊妹的代祷身上。
We all sin.
我们每个人都会犯罪的。
Every Christian should not sin, should never ever sin.
每一个基督徒都不应该犯罪啊，绝对不应该犯罪的。
But we do sin.
但是我们确实又犯了罪。
This is the message in this First John.
这就是这一段约翰一书所告诉我们的信息。
We sin, and anyone knows about it, then we should intercede for this brother or sister.
我们确实会犯罪。假如我们别的人都知道这个人所犯的罪的话，我们就要为这位弟兄来祈求代祷。
So that we can win him over, we can restore him.
我们就可以重新把他带回来，能够重新得着他。
And in the following 18 to 20, he concludes this message with the three we know.
在从第十八节开始，接下来三节圣经里边，他结束他的信息用了三个知道。
He want to end his letter with something that very fundamental, very important, very straightforward, that we know that, we know that, we know that. Three verses all start with, we know that, we know that, we know that.
最十八到二十节这三节圣经里边，他乃是要让他的信息结束在我们三件重复的，我们知道，我们知道，我们也知道这样的三件事。
Three things.
三件事。
First, that we know that one who is born of God,will not sin. No one who is born of God sins.
第一件事情他让我们知道的是凡从神生的必不犯罪。
He who was born of God keeps him, and the evil does not touch him.
从神生的必保守自己，那恶者也无法，也就无法害他了。
So he says, no one who is born of God, he is talking about this, the seed of eternal life that in us.
他乃是讲到我们这些从神而生的，我们里面那个永远的那个生命。
And he was born of God, actually can be translated, he was begotten, keeps him.
就是说那位从神生的那个生命，他是不会犯罪的。
And is he second the phrase that he who is born of God, who is begotten, actually talk about the Holy Spirit that in us keep us.
他在那讲到从神生的，他就乃是讲到从圣灵而来的，那么圣灵必保守我们。
And the second, that we know is that the, we know that we belong to God.
那么第二个知道就是我们知道我们是属神的。
That's very important, that we know that we belong to God.
我们非这点这一点非常重要，我们都知道我们已经是属神的了。
And this know, these three knows, actually in the original text, there are two kinds of know. One is the know by experience, the other know by intuition.
那么关于这三个知道呢，实际上原文里面是两个字啊。第一个字的意思是借着经验、经验和经历我们来知道。第二个知道呢，乃是讲到说我们是在直觉的里面，在灵的里面知道。
So three times when he says we know that we know that, he always used the word into the knowing by intuition, meaning that God's speak directly to us and we know. We, our spirit respond to that and we know.
对，那个约翰 在他的书信里边用的知道哈，用的是两个，一个是从经验经历上的知道，一个是从那个灵里面直觉的里面的知道。而这里这三节圣经都是用的直觉你的知道，乃是神直接在我们的灵里面告诉我们。
When you, that's why reading Bible very important.Because when you read the Bible, God can speak directly in your heart.
所以这就是为什么读圣经非常重要。当我们在读圣经的时候，神直接在我们的心里面，在我们的灵里面讲话。
You don't have to learn it.
我们必须要去用人的智慧去学习。
Intuition, the knowledge comes from intuition.
这因为这个知识乃是来直接来自于我们的直觉。
And then he says that we know that Son of God has come.Has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true in his son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life.
二十节，我们也知道神的儿子已经来到，且将智慧赐给我们，使我们认识那位真实的。我们也是在那位真实的里面，也就是在他的儿子耶稣基督里面。这是真神，也是永生。
See, sometimes people just say a truth in the Bible, we just believe it. We just, there's no problem at all.We just believe it as a truth.
所以有的时候当人们在念到圣经的时候，人的神的话的时候，我们就简单的相信，我们必须要自己去想更多，我们就直接相信。
He says, we know God who is true and we are in the Lord Jesus, his son. And Lord Jesus is the true God and eternal life.
他这样说，就这么简单说，是我们认识那位真实的，我们也是在那位真实的里面，就是他儿子耶稣基督的里面，这是真神。也是永生。
And the very interesting, the last phrase, last word he used, 21, is very, seems like out of place. He said, little children, guard yourself from idols.
最后一节，第二十一节圣经，好像这一节圣经跟上下文之间没有什么太大的关联。这儿讲到说，小子们呢，你们要自守，远避偶像。
Because those idols all over the places.
但是因为我们，但是我们知道偶像是充满了这一切所有的地方。
There are two kind of idols. New Testament tells us greed is idol.
有两个方面的偶像一个方面就是贪婪，新约圣经告诉我们的。
Second idols are actually God's blessing turned into idols in our life.
第二个方面的那个偶像呢，就是神给我们的祝福，最终被我们变成偶像。
Second King tell us that there was one good king who followed the Lord called Josiah.
那么我们都知道，在那个列王记下里边有一个那个叫中文怎么翻？
约
西亚。
约西亚。
约西亚。 那个第二个在列王记下有一讲到有个王叫约西亚。
And he destroyed all the idols, including this bronze servant that Moses made to kill, to heal their poisons.
那你记载说约西亚把所有的以色列遍地的偶像都除掉了，包括摩西为以色列人所建的那个铜蛇。
God used it to heal all those people who were bitten by this poisonous snake.
神借着那位铜蛇来医治以色列人那些被蛇咬毒蛇咬伤的人。
It is God's miracle, God's blessing, but later they turn into the idol to worship, they burn incense to it.
那本来是神给他的神迹，也是神给他们的那个医治，但是他们却把他那个东西变成了偶像，并且来烧香敬拜那个东西。
Today, that's the trap that you and I easily fall into.
这方面的偶像是我们非常容易落进去的。
Started off with God's blessing.
开始起初确实是神的祝福。
God gave you a good job.
神给你一个很好的工作。
God gave you a good occupation.
神给你很好的一个职业。
God gave me a career.
给你一个很好的职业。
But later we turn it as idol.
但是我们却把它变成偶像。
First place in my heart.
变成我们是我们的占据我们心的首位。
God gave you marriage.
神给我们婚姻。
Marry a very good person.
和一个很好的人结了婚。
But marriage become your idol.
但是这个婚姻竟然成了我们的偶像。
God gave you, bless you with all children.
神给你们儿女作为你的祝福。
Become a joy in your heart.
成为你心中的喜乐。
But children can become your idols.
但是儿女们也可以成为你的偶像。
Children become the first place in your heart.
儿女们成为在占据你心中的首位。
Everything we do,Children is at center.
那我们所做的一切事情都以儿女的成长为首要。
God bless you with wealth.
神给我们财富。
Now you spend all of your time in securing it and grow it.
但是我们用我们所有的精力和时间去保守它，使财富增长。
We allow these blessings from God to become our idol.
我们竟然让神给我们的祝福变成了我们的偶像。
We need to be very careful.
所以我们必须要在这件事情上警醒。
What John wants us to tell us is that Lord Jesus is Christ, Son of God, and He should take the first place in everything. There's no second place, by the way.
神所要我们做的乃是他的儿子耶稣神的儿子成为我们心中占据首要的位置，没有第二位的东西可以与之比拟。
You think, oh, Lord Jesus is the first place. Now I can put my children second place. That's not bad.
所以你以为说我们把主放在首位，然后我们的儿女的事放在第二位，这是不对的。
Second place.
或者把我们的工作放在第二位，这是不对的。
Because you cannot find any place. Bible tells us what is at second place.
因为你在圣经里边看不到有什么东西可以作为第二位的。
Because it's like the Bible says, who sits on the right hand side of God.
就像圣经所说的，谁是坐在神的右边？
And God, Bible never said, who sits on the left side of God.
但是知道吗？圣经并没有告诉我们坐在神左边的是谁。你没有左边。
So this is a very, very important lesson that what John wants to tell us.
这乃是约翰要告诉我们最最重要的一件事。
Lord Jesus with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our might.
就是我们要爱我们的主耶稣基督，尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的爱他。
For those who believe in the Lord as Christ, as Son of the Living God.
我们相信主的人，我们就相信他是神永生神的儿子。
Then we have this fellowship that our joy can be made complete.
那么我们就可以有这样的真正的相交，我们就可以因此而喜乐。
Every day, every hour, we can have this fellowship with God and with the Lord Jesus.
我们每一天每时每刻我们都可以与我们的主耶稣基督有这样的相交。
And it will last to eternity.
这个香蕉可以直到永生。
You see that the amazing grace, the last phrase says, even though 10,000 years pass in eternity,
这我们知道在奇异恩典这个诗歌的里面告诉我们最后一节啊，叫做即使千万年以后，
that when we sing his praise, it's just like a beginning.
我们赞美他仍然像起初。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们再低头祷告。
Father, may you speak in our heart.
父啊，愿意你在我们心里对我们讲话。
We know how you desire to turn our eyes upon the Lord Jesus.
我们知道你是何等的希望我们能够把眼转目注视我们的主耶稣。
To see him alone, to hear him alone.
就单单的仰望他，单单的看他。
Father, we ask you through the Holy Spirit.Enlighten your words as we read and meditate.
父啊，我们求当我们一从聚会的时候，求你借着你的圣灵来把你的话语开启在我们的里面。
Turn our heart to the Lord.
使我们的心能够转向我们的主。
So we can place the Lord Jesus in the first place in our heart.
使我们可以让我们的主在我们心中居首位。
Thank you.For your grace and mercy.
感谢你为着你的恩典和怜悯。
What a great salvation you have done for us in Christ Jesus.
何等的奇妙的恩典你在耶稣基督为我们成就。
In Jesus' precious holy name we pray.
奉耶稣基督宝贵圣洁的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.